You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome in to the Gym Class, a Friday edition of the program. Great to have you aboard as we look forward to the Father's Day weekend. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Ben on the other side of the glass. We are presented by DePaco Community Credit Union. Check them out online at DePaco.com. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by checking them out at DePaco.com. You can also go to our website, find out for more information at KGYMRadio.com. Or we encourage you to just stop on by, talk directly with the folks at DePaco, many, many locations up and down the corridor and all around eastern Iowa. Good show coming up for you. We'll have a Friday topic for you coming up in just a little bit to talk about with you out there at 319-366-1600. Round two at the Country Club in Brookline, Massachusetts, ongoing in the United States Open Golf Championship, the 122nd edition. We'll update you on that. We've got an NBA champion. We get ready for game two of the NHL Stanley Cup final coming up tomorrow that we'll have for you here on KGYM. And we'll look ahead to the weekend in sports. U.S. Open highlighting things, certainly, as far as the weekend is concerned. Your text available at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. As we come your way here on the Gym Class program. As Mark joins me here on a Friday afternoon. How you doing?
Doing well. Good afternoon to you and everyone out there.
Yeah. Basketball is done, at least for a month or so. Well, a couple weeks. Next week is the draft on Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll hear Keegan Murray's name called. We hope we will hear A.J. Green's name called. Then shortly after that, it'll be the summer leagues. And then before you know it, it'll be the exhibition season. I think basketball is certainly, NBA basketball is certainly the longest around the calendar sport. Is there any doubt about that? I mean, baseball's got 162 games, but I mean, just a handful of teams play in November, December, they're off. January, they're off. Most of February now, they're off. But man, basketball does not stop.
It doesn't. Football's close too, I think.
With the OTAs. With
everything that happens in the offseason and whatnot. Y'all know I'm not a huge NBA fan. I know Golden State won by double digits last night, and that's about it.
Steph Curry, the MVP, that is his first, and now is Steph Curry one of the top players of all time discussion, which has been talked about. Certainly one of the top players right now as far as the world of the NBA is concerned, and had a very good final. I don't think it was great among the top three or four finals that Steph Curry had of all time, but he was very solid, very good.
Go ahead and put him in the conversation, but
I'm not sure he's one of the top 10 players of all time.
Talk about it. You're not going to bring up Oscar Robertson or Elgin Baylor.
Bill Russell. Wilt Chamberlain. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Karl Malone.
You're almost to 10.
Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Charles Barkley. I mean, we are in the world of lists right now, right, Mark? So we have to come up with a list. As far as shooting guards are concerned, yeah, I think he's right up there among the top. Guy's clutch, guy is good, guy's got endless range. And remarkable. Not bad for a Davidson Wildcat. Huh?
Right.
319-366-1600. You'd like to weigh in after Golden State wins the NBA championship. And as I mentioned, next Thursday, it'll be the NBA draft, and we'll have it for you right here on all of our frequencies at 6 o'clock. And be a lot of speculation that has been already between but even more now in the next 6 days or so. And we're going to have a lot of that here because, as I mentioned, Keegan Murray is going to go somewhere, you think, in the top 10 unless something very strange happens.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, where's he going to land? Is he going to stay there? There's a lot of trading as far as the NBA draft is concerned. It'll be interesting to find out. And then A.J. Green, will he go in the second round sometime? Or will he get a free agent contract, maybe a two-way contract, which is what Kevin Lehman talked about yesterday. And you missed our talk with Kevin. You can revisit that on our podcast at Jim Class at KGYMradio.com.
Yeah, those are the two main storylines for us in Eastern Iowa anyway. And as you said, we'll get to it on Thursday. Perhaps have a guest on during the week to talk about the draft, the floor, the ceiling for Keegan Murray, and more.
Yeah, looking forward to that. United States Open going on, and we'll get you an update coming up from Westwood One here in about 5.5 minutes or so. But they are playing. They thought they would have some weather problems today. That has not been the case. The weather was there, but it skirted to the south of the country club. So right now, they've got optimal conditions as the wind has really died down and birdies are starting to fly at the country club. And we've got a duo at the top. One, somebody Wednesday said that was going to be their pick. Not sure who that was. Oh, that was me. long way to go. Colin Morikawa and number, I believe, 567 in the world in your program, David Lingmerth, are tied for the lead at 5 under par right now.
Yeah, it's kind of a eclectic leaderboard. You got folks like Brian Harman. I see you and I have both seen Harman and Lingmerth at the John Deere Classic.
Yes, we have.
By the way, we'll give away tickets to said classic here within this hour. Aaron Wise, Joel Damon, Nick Hardy out of Illinois, Scotty Scheffler, 3 under, Callum Tarum. I want to learn more, and I found out he didn't have a Wikipedia page. But
you will after this, you got a feeling.
He's hanging in there at 3 under, number 445 in the world in your program. But you also have guys like Sam Burns, Matt Fitzpatrick, John Rahm at 2 under, Rory McIlroy. And did you see him on 3?
Yes. We had an amateur Saturday situation pop up with Rory.
He hit it in the hay and took 3 swipes to get out and made double bogey.
Made it like a 25-footer for a double.
But yet he's only 1 over on the day, 2 under for the tournament, still in the thick of things.
I bet you any amount of money he's going to say if this round comes through at an even or a 1 under, that putt changed his tournament, or even if he goes on to win this tournament. I bet he will say that
was huge.
That double bogey putt saved the tournament for him. Because you 3-putt there, and you're looking at quad, and then you're starting to have bad thoughts. MJ Duffy from South Africa.
Matthias to you.
Yes. We're going to call him MJ. Had it at 6 under par. This is a Korn Ferry Tour player, qualified. A lot of qualifiers up toward the top, by the way. David Lingmerth was a qualifier out of Columbus. But MJ Duffy had it at 6 under par, and then and he made 3 of the more incredible par saves that you have ever seen. And almost had a 4th out of the carpet at a hospitality tent. He was hitting it down. He had railing on one side. He had people on the other side. He had trees there. It was truly a tin cup bar scene moment.
It was.
And he hit it out of there, did flub a chip, and ended up making a bogey on that particular hole. But you could kind of see that, yeah, you're not going to be able to keep doing this and getting up and down. And he went 5 over down the stretch. He ended up at 1 under par for the tournament. He's in it, though.
The cut right now is, by the way, low 60 in ties, make the weekend. And right now the cut is projected at +3 or better. It was projected at +4 earlier.
They just dropped it to 3.
They just dropped it to 3. And then right now there are 70 players at +3 or better.
With the conditions as they are right now, I tend to agree with the USGA. I think it's going to stay at 3. They had it at 4, but like I said, birdies are starting to fly because the wind with that system skirting to the south has dropped considerably. And you give these guys, even in tough U.S. Open conditions, you give them no wind and a chance to go flag hunting, they're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to do it. They're the best in the world out there. Jordan Spieth and Xander Schauffele are +2 right now. Harris English is in at +2. Former champion Gary Woodland is in at +2 as well. And as I mentioned, we're going to get Westwood One, I believe, coming up here in a moment. We're going to join them for a U.S. Open update and get their version of what's happening over at Brookline. And like I said, they were anticipating some bad weather, but did go to the south, and that is good news right there because you didn't want to have a lot of the players out there having to come tomorrow morning. The cut would not be made until tomorrow, so even if you're on that cut line, you got to stay one more night, blah, blah, blah. There's just a lot of things there. So this is a good deal. They're going to get everybody in, and yeah, we'll find out if there's going to be a big rush, how many players are going to make the weekend at Brookline in the second round of the 122nd United States Open Golf Championship. All right, we're going to get you, I believe, right now to Westwood One for an update on the U.S. Open.
Presents this special report of the 122nd U.S. Open Golf Championship, sponsored by Prevagen. Prevagen is the most recommended memory support brand by pharmacists. Some of these relative unknowns are hanging around in round two of the Open, like David Lingmerth of Sweden. He birdied one of the toughest holes at Brookline, the 10th. He's 5 under par. He's tied for the lead. And Joel Damon is a qualifier. He's -4. He's only one shot back. Colin Tarrant qualified to play, got to -5. He's now 3 under. Nick Hardy was an alternate, got the 156th and last spot in the field, and he's 3 under. Lingmerth right now tied for the lead with Colin Morikawa. Brooks Koepka played better today than yesterday. He's in at even par. Justin Thomas is 1 over, so is Dustin Johnson. Jordan Spieth is on the course now. He's 1 over par. Phil Mickelson finished up at 11 over par and obviously missed the cut. With this report on the U.S. Open, I'm John Stashower, Westwood One Sports.
School's out for summer,
but if your business is running QuickBooks, you'll never get a break. QuickBooks manual processes, integration difficulties, and glitchy delays will leave you scrambling for the numbers you need. Failing to graduate to NetSuite will leave you stuck in summer school while your friends party. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, no matter how big your business grows. With visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more, NetSuite is everything you need to grow all in one place. That's why NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, used by over 29,000 growing businesses. Automate your process with NetSuite and close your books in no time. 93% of surveyed businesses increase their visibility and control since graduating from QuickBooks to NetSuite. Right now, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program, so graduating has never been easier. Head to NetSuite.com/golf right now. NetSuite.com/golf. NetSuite.com/golf.
All right, there you go from Westwood One and our friend John Stashower. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. Scott and Mark, Ben on the other side of the glass. As the U.S. Open continues, we'll keep you updated on that. Major League Baseball, of course, could start to take front and center stage a little bit with the NBA now in bed and the NHL down to the Stanley Cup final. As you know, you get by one of the early polls, if you will, with Memorial Day, and now you get to Father's Day. You got the All-Star break right around the corner. So yeah, we're getting toward the halfway mark as far as the Major League Baseball season is concerned, and the AL Central is going to have some very interesting matchups this weekend. White Sox are going to be taking on the Houston Astros. That's going to be tough. Your Twins get Arizona. And Arizona has not been a bad team so far this year. They've fallen off a little bit as of late, but very tough NL West that they are residing in. And then The Cleveland Guardians have a toughie this weekend too, Mark.
Yeah, at the Dodgers, and Cleveland playing very good baseball right now, only a couple games behind the Twins in the Central. Among those three matchups, even though Madison Bumgarner is going tonight for the D-backs, I'll take that series.
You will take that series. It is not the same Madison Bumgarner as previous years.
No.
No. But I shouldn't say that because he'll probably come back and do something good against your Twins.
Probably. Two teams going in opposite directions, the Atlanta Braves and Chicago Cubs, locking up at Wrigley Field. Cubs have lost 10 in a row. The Braves have won 14 in a row. And when you know it, it's tied 0-0 in the seventh inning.
Scoreless tie. Scoreless tie right now. Yeah, your leaders going into Father's Day weekend. The Yankees, of course, playing 746 baseball. They have been incredible. 47-16. The last time a team put this together and kept it going through the campaign was, you got to go back, I think, to the Seattle Mariners of the day when they were just absolutely crazy good.
14 in a row at home.
Did not win the World Series, though, that year. Different beast as far as the playoffs are concerned, but boy, the Yankees are playing good ball. Your Twins leading the AL Central by 2 over Cleveland, by 5 over the Chicago White Sox. Houston with a 9-game lead over Texas. By the way, the Yankees are up 10 on a Toronto Blue Jay team that's got the third best record in the American League and 10 games out. Thank you. That is why we have wild cards as far as baseball is concerned. National League, the New York Mets with a 4.5-game lead over those red-hot Atlanta Braves. Don't look now, but the Philadelphia Phillies.
Yeah.
Are starting to play really good baseball. They are over 500 for the first time this year since early on at 33-31. The Padres have caught and passed the Dodgers by a half game. Padres are 41-24 right now. And they are percentage points ahead of the Dodgers at this point, who are 39-23. And the Giants are only 4.5 games out. Cardinals with a 2-game lead over the Milwaukee Brewers. Milwaukee has been...
That happened quickly, didn't it?
It did. As our friend Spencer knows, the Brewers have not been playing well as of late. We'll get to Spencer coming up in a moment.
Okay.
And so those are basically the two teams as far as the Central is concerned. Spencer on Sports was talking about the fact that this is a very, very historic date. Especially back in 1994. In fact, ESPN did a 30 for 30 about it. You know, and I'm starting to think about this. Oh, yeah. You know, I like the 30 for 30. It was a good one. You had start of the World Cup. You had the Rangers with their parade after winning the Stanley Cup for the first time in eons. You had the NBA Finals going on. You had Arnold Palmer's last round in a U.S. Open, which was at Oakmont outside Pittsburgh near his Latrobe, Pennsylvania home. And you had this little Bronco chase with OJ all going on at the same time. I still remember that day vividly and that night because NBC was switching back and forth between the NBA Finals. They had the Finals back then. And the car chase, the Bronco chase. It was one of the more bizarre days in sports history that has ever taken place. How does this deal with Spencer? Well, he brought me back to reality when he said he was 4 years old. Here I am remembering every part of that particular day, breaking it down. And Spencer said, I was four. I think I remember it on television.
Thank you, Spencer.
Thank you, Spencer. By the way, in all seriousness, a big thank you to Spencer because he's going to be sitting in with you next Monday and Tuesday here on the Gym Class. As I'm going to take a little R&R. So, yeah, thank you to Spencer. Maybe I should have said thank you to Spencer before I said that, you know, he got me thinking that he was only 4 years old back in 1994. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class as we take it through the 3 o'clock hour. Ryan and Walford talking about the NBA. As far as the LeBron era is concerned, he's got to be in the conversation of surpassing him as the best in this era. LeBron absolutely more dominant, but Curry's resume is as good, if not better, than LeBron, and Curry has not sought out the power teams. He's been on a good team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt as of right now. Curry's top five for sure. Maybe I would probably put him in the top three at this juncture. But his star rose last night by becoming a finals MVP and getting another championship.
It did. I'm not knowledgeable enough on the NBA to assemble a list. I certainly know the players, like LeBron James, like Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Joel Embiid, on and on and on. I don't know how to rank him. He's a good player. Let's leave it at that.
Maybe you can come up with 10 players right now. And some that have just recently retired. Dirk Nowitzki was a terrific player with the Dallas Mavericks. Don't think there's any doubt about that. But, man. No, 92-67. I have never won Masters tickets in the lottery. Tried. Still trying. Have not won. If you have 92-67, please let us know. And Mark and I will be your best friend for for now until next April.
What do you apply for? Two? Four? What?
Just a couple.
Couple.
Just a couple. Yeah. Just haven't won that lottery. They don't allow a ton of people at Augusta National. It's really kind of a small property as far as golf is concerned. As far as the country club is concerned, Mark, there's not a record crowd here because it is such a small property. Same thing that they had at Marion a few years ago in 2013 or 14 in Philadelphia, old-time golf course. And there's just not, as you see on television, there's just not a lot of big stands either.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have the rock outcroppings. It's just a different terrain. Plus, there's just not a lot of room. Very, very short walks between greens and tees at this golf course.
92-67 responding. I can't get any either. This is my year.
Go for it, 92-67. Mm-hmm. We hope and wish you the best out there. All right, 327. We're going to get to our subject of our topic today, and we'll do that coming up here in just a moment. In fact, look, we can let the folks in on the topic. You put that out a little bit earlier, I know, Mark.
Yeah, appropriate enough, Father's Day weekend. Our topic today, and we would very much like you to join at 366-1600, our talk and text line. We want to know the most memorable sports events you've seen with your dad.
Yeah, there you go. I think very apropos as far as Father's Day weekend is concerned.
Timing is good.
Timing is good. And, yeah, bring about some cherished memories out there. 319-366-1600. Before we get to Mark and an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update, all this week we have been giving our listeners a chance to win with John Deere Classic tickets. 51st annual John Deere Classic to be held at the TPC Deer Run in Silvis. That'll be coming up in a couple of weeks, June 29th. They will end it on July the 3rd. We have your chance to win some free tickets, any day admission tickets, two of those, plus a one-day parking pass to see the JDC. Now, thanks to everybody out there, and we're going to talk to Claire Peterson, the outgoing tournament director, next Thursday. One final time. This is Claire's swan song. He's going to retire as the longtime director of the John Deere Classic, and he has been absolutely fantastic in that role over the years. So caller number six, I'm going to give you our final prize pack of the week for the John Deere Classic. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Caller number six, you will pick that up. And as the phone calls come in, Mark, we're going to throw it to you for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast across from Lindale Mall in Cedar Rapids.
Yeah, only two afternoon games in Major League Baseball. We talked about the Braves and Cubs. It's gone to the top of the eighth, scoreless at Wrigley Field. Right now, bottom of the ninth, Philadelphia leading Washington 5-3. The U.S. Open, which we've been talking about, has announced its purse. $17.5 million this year. The winner will get $3.15 million. Scott, if you make the cut, you're guaranteed $36,000.
Not $120,000?
No.
No, that was last week. I'm sorry.
And the College World Series in Omaha at Charles Schwab Field is underway right now with Texas A&M and Oklahoma. Tonight's game, Texas and Notre Dame. And Scott, what I love about this is they only play two games a day.
Yeah.
1 and 6. They don't try to cram in 3 or 4 games. Games at 1 and 6 every day. I like it.
Unless there's rain.
Of course.
Unless there's rain. But long-term forecast looks warm and dry in the upper Midwest. And like we were talking about earlier today, hard to believe, but just looking out today, my lawn already starting to look a little
brown.
A little greenish yellow. That U.S. Open greenish hue, if you will. Is that a good way to describe it?
Very good.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate that. All right. We're going to get a weather update and a break. We'll come back and we'll dive into our Friday topic for this Father's Day weekend. Your favorite memories attending a game, an event, what have you, with your dad. Didn't have to be on Father's Day weekend. But we're going to talk about that with you out there, our listeners, at 319-366-1600. Text line, phone line as well. Again, 319-366-1600. And we'll let you know who our winner is as well of our giveaway coming up in a moment.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast. We're going to have plenty of sunshine today. Temperatures are going to be in the 80s. We will have lower humidity today, but still going to be a bit noticeable. Later on tonight, temperatures drop down into the upper 50s under mostly clear skies. Tomorrow, we'll start off nice and comfortable. In the afternoon, we'll just be in the low 80s. Humidity will be a bit lower as well before we head into Sunday when the heat and humidity start to come on back. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
Good sports. Sportsmanship matters during the game and in life. So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the Gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's Community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
Get ready for Fairfax USA Days, June 24th and 25th. Come for the Friday night street dance with Shake, Rattle, and Roll. On Saturday, enjoy the Hero Breakfast, free kids activities, huge parade, and fireworks display at dusk. There'll be lots of fun for your whole family.
Details at KGYMradio.com. Click on Community MVP.
The bank here is now the bank here, here, and here. Fairfax State Savings Bank has a new third location in the heart of Kingston Village in Cedar Rapids. This new location, focused on commercial and private lending, demonstrates Fairfax State Savings Bank's dedication to growing alongside you in the corridor. Fairfax State Savings Bank, in Fairfax, Amana, and now by appointment for commercial and private lending in Cedar Rapids at their new Kingston office, Fairfax State Savings Bank. Visit thebankhere.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Join us for the Linn County Fair, June 22nd through the 26th. Bring your friends and family and have some fun at the place where great memories are made. Get your tickets to see Rodney Atkins live in concert Friday, June 24th. With 6 number one hits, he'll put on a performance great for the whole family.
He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you.
The show is sponsored by DeKalb Seeds, Mitch and Debbie Zumbaugh, Quickstar, and DuPaco Community Credit Union. Gates open at 6, and the show starts at 7:30. For ticket information, go to thelinncountyfair.com. The fair is located in Central City, just 15 minutes north of Marion, June 22nd through 26th, with free daily parking. Sponsored by SPS Inc., Linn Newsletter, Iowa's News Now, CopyWorks, and MediaCom. Get all the details at thelinncountyfair.com. And start your new family tradition at the Linn County Fair.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Spend more time relaxing and less time maintaining your deck with our selection of low-maintenance UltraDeck composite decking. Available in 15 colors. It's scratch, fade, and slip-resistant and can be installed easily. Get 11% off all UltraDeck. Good through June 19th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards. Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
And we welcome you back here on the program, the Gym Class, presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Ryan from Cedar Rapids, he is our final winner of our John Deere Classic giveaway. We've had fun with that all week, and enjoy the tournament coming up in a couple weeks. The PGA Tour goes to Hartford next week for the Greater Hartford Open, formerly known as the Sammy Davis Greater Hartford Open, Mark. You remember that, right? When all the celebrities had their own golf tournament?
Yes.
Yeah. Jackie Gleason had, Glenn Campbell, Sammy Davis Jr. There's probably more. Well, Bing Crosby had the Pebble Beach.
Clam bake.
The clam bake. But, yeah, they all had one back then. And
did they really bake clams at that time?
I have no idea. Okay. I have no idea. Ask Jack, you know, Jack Lemmon was the guy. 319-366-1600. And then the week after that, it will be the John Deere Classic. Unfortunately, though, it's opposite of the next LIV tournament that's going to be played out in Oregon. No, Portland. Portland, I'm sorry. I know it's out in the Northwest. So I don't know how much play the John Deere Classic's going to get. We'll talk about that with Claire next week. I feel a little bit bad for the John Deere Classic because they've had so many, they've done so much in trying to present themselves as a top flight tournament, and it is a top flight tournament. But they've had, I mean, the opposite of the Open, opposite of this now, and there's just so many things they've had to overcome over
here. I think that John Deere is going to be fine. Listen, Phil Mickelson and Dustin Johnson, Charles Schwartzel.
Who knows who's going to be there?
Louis Oosthuizen. None of them are going to be at the John Deere, even if the LIV tournament would. They wouldn't be there anyway.
No.
So I think the John Deere will be fine.
But I think it's not going to have the usual amount of media folks that are there, and we'll see. All right, our topic for this Friday. Thinking of Father's Day here and memories with your dad. Sporting events that you attended that you remember with your dad, or just events or whatnot. Right, Mark?
Yeah, for example, on my Facebook page, our friend Rick weighed in. He said, my dad wasn't much into pro or college sports. However, he loved watching my brother play baseball. It was always a pleasure to sit with my dad on the hill at Roosevelt and watch him play.
Oh, wow. That's going back. Still play ball over there at Roosevelt, but it's more U-triple-S-A and whatnot.
Not even much of that anymore.
Not even much of that anymore over there where the Cedar Rapids Ball Club used to play.
Hill Park then.
Yep, Hill Park at that location. Thank you very much for that. Our first on the text line at 0497, weighing in from the 515 area code over to the west, watching Dale Earnhardt win the Daytona 500.
Uh-huh.
Still remember that day as well, after not winning it for so many years. Let's see. Cyclone Tim as a good one.
This is kind of funny.
This is a good one. It deals with golf. No particular sporting event, but many times golfing with my dad and him being a funny man, marking my ball on the greens with dollar bills because I was too aggressive of a putter and a penny wouldn't suffice.
Tim, you put that dollar bill in your pocket.
Yeah, did they blow away? I mean, if it's windy out there, did the dollar bills blow? I mean, yeah, I'm thinking too much now. Thinking too much there. Thank you for that. 48-16, went with my dad to Memphis for the 2017 Liberty Bowl to see Iowa State win that one. It was the first game we went to together as a student/alumni. They go on to say I enrolled in the fall of 17. It will always be a great memory, even though it was really cold. Yeah, the Liberty Bowl has not been blessed with a lot of good weather over the years. Alex was there, too. He was in the opposite stands, though, of you.
71-76 on the text line. Any Iowa basketball game at the old field house, watching with my dad.
Like that. I like that. Any game of the Iowa field house was pretty amazing. Pretty amazing stuff.
Also on my Facebook page, Nick weighing in, American Legion bus trips to the friendly confines of Wrigley Field.
We'll get to that.
I used to enjoy them, but I grew to hate them. Oh. Not because it was Wrigley Field, a bus trip to anywhere. Everybody would get hammered on the way there. After the game, you're always waiting for someone who's lollygagging around. Everybody else is ready to get the hell out of there.
You have hit the
nail.
You got to
track down this kook.
You've hit the nail on the head of the modern day bus tour. It wasn't so bad in earlier years. We'll get to that. 1083, besides watching my dad hit a home run in slow pitch when I was about five, we went to the Iowa-Penn State duel. Penn State, number one, Iowa, number two, came down to the last match. Iowa won. My dad's face was priceless. Iowa wrestling fans are the best.
Nice.
Nice. Very good. Appreciate that 1083 out there. 319-366-1600. If you have a memory, a sporting event you attended with your dad. It can be any kind of memory out there. Either the game was really good, game stunk, or you had a good time. I don't know. Whatever you want to comment about.
27-23 on the text line. Ohio State against Iowa basketball. Watching Clark Kellogg and Herb Williams with Pops.
Herb Williams.
Is Granville Waiters on that team?
He may have been in that era. With Clark Kellogg was one whale of a player, by the way. He was terrific. Herb Williams was good, too. He was an all-Big Tenner out there. 319-366-1600. We'll keep you updated on the U.S. Open and how that is progressing as well as we talk our topic here on this pre-Father's Day Friday here on the Gym Class program. Speaking of bus trips, this will date me, by the way, and that's not a good thing. Still remember, my dad took me to Arrowhead Stadium in 1977. In October of 1977. I'm not sure the exact date. But anyway, to see my favorite team, the Kansas City Chiefs, bugging him for years. I want to go to a Chiefs game. I want, you know, like the whiny little kid. Mm-hmm. And had it as a surprise on my birthday that he was going to take me to the Chiefs and the Denver Broncos. Back when the Broncos wore orange pants, it was epic at Arrowhead. And I can honestly say I remember 95% of that trip, and there weren't obnoxious people getting sick in the aisles back in 1977 on a bus trip. That was a long day, just let me say that. That was a long day, but it was a fun day. That was my first football game. NFL game.
91-36 on the text side, and watching my favorite player, Griffey, hit number 500 at Busch Stadium on Father's Day with my dad.
Now that's a biggie. That's a double right there. You get a milestone, plus you're there with your dad.
Yep.
That is good. Appreciate that, 91-36. So there you go. There's my bus trip story.
I only have one. And because my dad.
Is it a bus trip?
No.
Okay.
It is a trip. My dad wasn't much for, you know, we took a few vacations here and there, and he wasn't a huge, he's a pretty good sports fan, even though he moved from the Twins to the Cubs in later life because WGN had, he could watch them, and yeah. Anyway, in the 60s. He took me and the family, me in particular, to my first Major League Baseball game. It was a doubleheader at the old Met in Minneapolis against the New York Yankees. Jim Boughton and Mickey Mantle and Roger Maris and Tom Tresh and on, meeting Harmon Killebrew and Allison and Oliva. I can still see... I can't remember a lot of things, but I can still see where we were sitting down the third base line. It made such an impression on me to, boy, this is the major leagues. And then to stay in a motel, Thunderbird Motel.
Oh, that was a biggie. The Thunderbird was top of the line.
It was.
It was. I remember exactly where it was.
I do too.
Not knowing.
The Metrodome is Mall of America now.
Yeah, but I was going to say, not. Well, no. No, you mean Mets.
Not the Metrodome.
Yeah, Mets. Not knowing 55 years in the future that you were going to be sitting at Camp Snoopy.
No.
Or whatever it's called now. I don't even know. I haven't been to the Mall of America in a while. But every time I do go to the Mall of America, though, two things I have to see. I have to see the seat on the wall where the longest home run, the Killebrew's home run is. They still have that. And they still have a bronzed home plate where a home plate was.
Yeah.
So next time you're at the Mall of America, scout out for that in the where the amusement park
they
is.
Had the painted seat at the Met that day, way up in the upper deck in left field. Yeah.
And it's approximately that far away from home plate now at the Mall of America.
Yeah.
So there you go. There's your useless knowledge of the day, ladies and gentlemen.
Best trip ever.
About the Mall of America. Ryan and Walford got tickets from my dad to the Daytona 500, our second Daytona 500. That was about 10 years ago. It was Dale Jr.'s last win in the 500, and he just happened to be my dad's favorite driver. I'm not much of a race fan, but the 500 is the best sporting event I've ever been to, and to see my dad looking on like a kid in a candy store was one of the best days of my life. I would agree.
Very cool.
Although, go to Indy. Take him to Indy.
85-32, sappy and cliche, I know, playing catch with my dad at the Field of Dreams and watching him hit one into the corn.
Ah, very good. Very, very good right there. 319-366-1600, as we have Father's Day. It doesn't even have to be Father's Day, but since we're thinking about Father's Day and getting ready for it, if you want to talk about great times that you had with your dad. And, we got a thank you. We're going to go to Nate from Cedar Rapids on line one. He wants to weigh in on the topic today. Good afternoon, Nate. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great.
So my best memory was I was about 6 years old, 2008, number four Penn State versus Iowa, Kinnick Stadium.
Oh.
November 8th, 2008.
Yeah, just kind of a ho-hummer, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was amazing. I mean, being 6 years old, I wasn't even supposed to go to the game, kind of young, but picking me up and rushing the field, no better moment.
No better moment indeed.
All right, thank you, guys.
Thanks, Nate. Appreciate that. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM as we take you through a Friday edition of the show. And yeah, a lot of good ones out there. A lot of good ones.
33-49 on the text line, watching Hawkeye games in the 50s with my father. I've been a fan ever since. He had stories of watching Niall Kinnick play.
Ah, very good. Very good. Yeah. Unfortunately, not a lot of folks around anymore that got to watch Niall Kinnick play.
We both had conversations with the late Bob Brooks.
Yep.
About his encounters with Kinnick and whatnot. And it's about when he started his broadcasting career, I think, isn't it?
Not quite. Well, as he was in school.
Yeah.
As he was in school, certainly down at the University of Iowa. 3:48, we'll take a short break, come back, and have more of your top sports memories, games, whatnot with your dad. At 319-366-1600 as we dip into Father's Day weekend. Back with more in the Gym Class after this, Aaron KGYM.
Did you know that motorcycles are vehicles with the same rights and privileges as any other motor vehicle on the roadway? Safe riding practices and cooperation from all road users will help reduce the number of fatalities and injuries on our nation's highways. Because motorcycles are smaller than most vehicles, they can be difficult to see. Their size can also cause other drivers to misjudge their speed and distance. All motorists are reminded to safely share the road and to be extra alert. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
Wild Rose Casino and Hotel invites you to the outdoor concert of the summer. It's Brushville.
'Cause I'm a beer drinking, peach eating son of a gun.
Saturday, June 18th, it's a free admission, all in. Outrageous Show with Brushville.
Over in the corner there's a blue-eyed baby swaying to the music like, come on, take me home.
Part of the Backyard Bash Summer Concert Series featuring food trucks, music, and more. Brushville at Wild Rose Casino and Hotel Clinton. See more at wildroseresorts.com.
The Miracle on Ice, the helmet catch, the flu game. It's clutch moments like these that separate the winners from the losers. So in a market sometimes down 16%, 50%, 92%, who's pulling off a win? Well, look no further than this exciting market with a global value of $1.7 trillion, and it's only going to get bigger. In fact, experts predict it will grow by another $1 trillion in less than 5 years. And here's the cool thing. You don't have to be a baller or a team owner to get in on the action. All you need is a smartphone. It's not betting. This is way more impactful. Check it out. It's called Masterworks. They've already got over 400,000 members on their platform, and ESPN listeners get priority access to skip the wait list. Just go to Masterworks.com. Use the promo code Greeny. That's Masterworks.com, promo code Greeny. Masterworks.com, and the code is G-R-E-E-N-Y. See important Regulation A disclosures at Masterworks.io/CD. There is no guarantee of profits, and investing includes risk of loss.
Making Moves is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs.
In the 1974 preseason, Milwaukee Bucks center Kareem Abdul-Jabbar made it clear he wanted to move to a major city, specifically his hometown of New York City or Los Angeles. After a failed attempt by the New York Knicks, the Los Angeles Lakers and the Bucks agreed on a deal to send Kareem and his backup Walt Wesley to L.A. for four players. He went on to win five titles with the Lakers, as well as three regular season MVPs.
Build your winning team today. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports.
It's simple. When the right teams talk with the right players, good selections happen. And it's no different for your business. Because when you post a job for free, LinkedIn Jobs taps into a network of over 810 million professionals to find the right people for your role. LinkedIn Jobs helps you narrow down the most qualified candidates so you can start hiring the right people. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports to post your job for free. That's LinkedIn.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
319-366-1600. A few more minutes with you here in the gym class on a Friday here on KGYM. Scott and Mark with you as we get ready for the Father's Day weekend. And we have been talking about your memories with your dad as far as sporting events are concerned. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on this Friday edition of the show. We got you a U.S. Open update as well coming up.
2373 on the text line. Not just one memory, but I was lucky enough to play fast pitch softball with my dad, my uncle, and my brother for years in the minor open. In reality, fast pitch helped form a lot of my sports beliefs.
Yeah. Tell you what, the minor open was only minor in name only.
Yeah, too, it was.
Because it,
very underrated.
You had the major open as well. But then the minor open had some darn good ball players in it. You know, the by the that major open, the what, manufacturers and jobbers league in town. Oh boy. There was some good baseball and softball played back in the day. And still remember those, you know, if we did it as far as grandfathers is concerned with this topic.
Mm-hmm.
Grandpa taking me out to Ellis Park to watch the major open with watching 3,000 people in the stands out there.
Pass the cigar box in the stand and
yep.
Honor system, throw in a dollar, whatever you could afford.
Yep.
To help support the league.
Help them out. Help them out about that. Hey, speaking of golf, University of Iowa incoming freshman golfer Shannon Vogler qualified today for the U.S. Girls Junior Championship. That being put out by the University of Iowa. So that's a very good accomplishment right there for that young lady, as she will join the Hawkeye golf team coming up next year. And again, no Iowa ties in this year's U.S. Open that we know of anyway. No Zach Johnson this year. Sean McCarty just missed out in a playoff of getting to Brookline. And like I said, yeah, just... So a little weird without Zach playing in a major.
It really is. I don't know if Troy Merritt's in it, but Troy was born in Des Moines.
He is in it.
He is in it. Okay.
There you go. We found one. We found one. Joel Damon, your leader, by the way, at the U.S. Open right now, as he is at 5 under par. People know Joel Damon mainly because he's one of the few bucket hats out on the PGA Tour. Maybe the only bucket hat out on the PGA Tour.
Kind of his signature.
Right now. Used to have, what, Duffy Waldorf had the bucket hat out there. Justin on the text line weighing in. College tour with my dad while deciding which college to go to and getting to walk into Kyle Field, home of the 12th man at Texas A&M for the first time, where he met other athletes and football players on the field.
Wow.
Those boys were big. Ha, ha, ha. Yes, they were. Thank you, Justin, for that. As a couple more memories here before we close up shop and get you ready for the weekend. Todd and Alex coming your way next. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, and that will be from 4 until 6. Tomorrow we've got the Stanley Cup game number 2 between Colorado and Tampa Bay, 6:30 tomorrow night for you. We've got baseball in the afternoon as well tomorrow. In fact, baseball this weekend on ESPN Radio, highlighted by the White Sox and the Astros, 2:30 tomorrow. It'll be Cueto against Verlander on Saturday, and then now with the NBA Finals over, the White Sox and the Astros are the Sunday night baseball game of the week. Fingers crossed, Michael Kopech, he is scheduled to be out there, left his last start, but hopefully he will go out there for the White Sox to try to get something out of the Astros series.
Cubs trying to snap a 10-game losing streak and snap Atlanta's 14-game win streak. One out in the ninth. The Cubs leading 1-0.
Whoa! There you go. Joel Damon on top. If you had Joel Damon on top just about at the midway point of the U.S. Open, Mark, you would have made some good coin this weekend.
It's not even halfway. Braves 2 runners on, by the way.
Uh-oh. Well, appreciate everybody weighing in. That was a lot of fun today, and I hope everybody has a very safe and happy Memorial Day. Father's Day weekend coming up. Back with you on Monday. Mark will be with Spencer, who will be sitting in for me on Monday and Tuesday. I'll be back coming up with you on Wednesday, and you'll talk about the U.S. Open, College World Series, baseball from this weekend, and maybe a little hockey as well.
Kind of around the horn on Monday.
Yeah, looking forward to that. And, big thanks to Spencer for sitting in, as I always appreciate when he does that. And you guys will have a good time talking sports coming up next Monday and Tuesday. And, by the way, tomorrow night, big event here in the state of Iowa. Second time, the NASCAR Truck Series, Camping World Truck Series, will be coming to the Hawkeye State. They will be down at Knoxville tomorrow night. Know a lot of people that are making their way down there. And with all the other series in NASCAR off this weekend, full attention on that one. Going to be fun tomorrow night at Knoxville.
Trucks on dirt.
Trucks on dirt. Doesn't happen very often, but they're going to do it coming up tomorrow evening. All right. Thank you for joining us. And Mark and Spencer will be back with you on Monday. I'll rejoin you on Wednesday. Have a great Father's Day weekend.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. Actually, it feels great. You should try it out. So cut your bill by switching.